But right now, it's time to hear from all you. It's the Friday Morning Mailbag, the accumulation of your communications throughout the week via all the avenues of Discords, Facebooks, emails. Evidently, Snapchat still exists because I saw the state of Texas is suing Snapchat, and I was like, huh. I didn't know you were still around.
I think the kids use the Snapchat.
Who are we going after next? Vine? All right. Nonetheless, here they are, actual correspondents from actual home viewers just like you. You can always email us, call us, pound on our station window outside. Always love to check. Do we have a Hank FM newsletter?
Dang it. Nothing. We're so close. Right.
Though we are starting off a Hank FM Real Country Love Song Weekend. And who better to do that than the soothsayer himself? Mark Phillips this afternoon will kick that off. So get your love and dedications to him as well. I didn't see on the corporate, we're not supposed to read this on the radio airwaves front, any real notes from anybody this week.
It's a little disappointing.
Really kind of quiet there. Mm-hmm. It's like the stock show ended. We bought a steer. And, oh, maybe they're busy wrangling him.
Oh, yeah. The onboarding. The processing.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Too soon.
I'm sorry.
But we did get some rapid reaction this morning off the science story that said that humans, really, we don't need chins. They don't serve any purpose of any kind. Dave countered, saying, no chins? Well, you tell me, how are we supposed to put on our pillowcases? You know what? That is a fantastic point. Well done, Dave, playing along.
You know, Kayla chiming in about the Nolan Ryan Rangers jersey that you were discussing
earlier
this week.
With the simulated blood.
Yeah, they're going to be giving out, what was it, May 29th or something? Yeah. Well, she says Ventura never landed a punch. Ryan's bloody lip came from a ball being hit back at him.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. Thank you.
That is your sports.
Sports director, Heather Lee.
Thank you, Kayla.
Kelly in the Ville gets kind of sappy. I'm not going to lie. Text us in. Say, I hope you guys know. Thank you. I needed that. I hope you guys know how loved y'all are. Every morning you open your radio home to us. And dang if we don't come barreling through the doors. I love our Hank community. I put y'all up on a pedestal. Not a high one, but on one. Nonetheless.
It was so very sweet.
I love it. And on that note, I'm not going to say who asked, but are we going to hear? Every now and then we get welfare checks on Granny Annie.
Oh.
Don't worry. She's fine. We're going to hear from her probably in about an hour, she says.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm sure she has some insight about
it. She still has a landline, though, so you're going to have
to coordinate
careful.
It
that way.
Mm-hmm. It's probably a party line as well. I'll be honest, that White Castle, the $550,000 steer, division on the Hank Facebook page when it was posted. Last Friday.
Okay.
Now, Shirley said the judge is smart because he did not slap the calf, which some people apparently can do.
Well, yes, and don't call me Shirley.
Yeah. Someone else then chimed in, it's a steer. And she said, well, my kids always called them calves. Like inferring that she did not know what she's talking about. Mm. However, we have Bill, who's kind of like the soother, the Mark Phillips of the Facebook page.
Okay.
He would rather just argue about something relevant. Mm. So we're all doing our part there. Thank you.
Well, as we go into a weekend of love, Barbecue James texting in, good morning, happy Friday. It's my one-year anniversary with my wonderful wife.
Aww.
She is a blessing from heaven. And then a couple of minutes later, he texts back in, actually, our anniversary is on Sunday. He remembered before it was too late. Well done, Barbecue.
Did he remember, or did he just ask his wife and maybe got the... Okay, all right. Well, whatever. Update to the concert calendar. Late breaking yesterday morning. Sarah McLachlan will be in concert on July 26, 2026. Mark your calendars. Tickets on sale next Tuesday.
No, we already rescued an animal this week.
Yeah, I don't think there's an easy monthly payment for that one either.
Aradon out there in the Clee says, KB, my daughter crochets a dozen roses for people this year, so you always have a rose that never dies. I have an extra single red rose. If you need it, let me know. I'll tell you.
See,
where
look
I'm
at that.
I'm in downtown.
It's a team effort.
Thank you, Era. I'm living in my Era Dawn era right now. That's great.
Good heavens. Oh. Chiming in about the Valentine's Day dinner. Amanda, too, remembers K-Bobs that you were discussing.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Butler Valentine's.
K-Bobs from back in the day.
Yeah, she says that waiting in line at Red Lobster was the absolute worst because you would see your dinner staring in the aquarium at you while you were waiting.
Sometimes they'd wave.
Yeah, meanwhile, Russell, now our resident hibachi expert,
yeah.
He says the restaurant in Weatherford does not do the choo-choo train, so he does it all by himself for his daughter.
There you
He's
go.
A DIY guy.
I'm sure that goes over well.
Mm-hmm.
That's wrong that they don't do it. That's a travesty. That is not how you do hibachi.
Who's going to call someone?
If you don't have the onion volcano and then subsequently it transforms into the choo-choo train, get up and go to another table and then sit next to people you don't know way too close.
Just in case you need to make it even more weird.
Nothing says love like that. I know. Y'all gonna eat that? JC in Lipan says, I love the Olympics. I can't believe that. Oh, I can't believe that French judge, I won't say that word, blanked over our figure skaters.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, this was the ice dancing a couple nights ago.
Uh-huh.
And the scoring is definitely sus. But what do you expect? French judge. And then Scott brought this up. So when is football going to become an Olympic sport? Well, and they ask, should it be a summer Olympic game or a winter Olympic game? Because they play it during the wintertime. These are great points. Now, flag football is going to be a summer Olympic sport when they come up.
It's growing like crazy. I know a little girl that does it. She's like 14 years old.
I know a bunch of little girls that do it too.
How about them Cowboys?
And then finally, Clyde in Bluffdale has a great love and dedication.
Love and dedications!
For Valentine's Day, will you please play I Love This Bar? She's always there for me.
Oh, we get
well, yeah.
We get
except when it's closing time. There you go. That's the Friday morning mailbag. We love hearing from you. Coming up, we're going to take you to Tim McGraw.